Who are you really, deep down, at the greatest level, on the inside? Asking myself this question has been a miracle in my life, and so today, I hope to share the value of it with you. The reason is, who you are tends to be a lot more complicated, and a lot more simple, and a lot more hard to define than you would ever imagine. So I'll start. I asked my mom this question, and I will answer it in a similar way my mom answered it when I asked her. She answered it in the things that she is. And so I can answer it with you in the things I am. So I will lead by example. And what you can do, try and ask yourself this same question over and over and see if you can exactly define who you are. Here I am. I'm Jerry. That's what I'm called, right? Well, technically my legal name's Gerald Ralph Banfield. That's my legal name, and then I'm the third also. So I'm not even really Jerry Banfield. Or am I? Most people around the world know me as Jerry Banfield. So am I Jerry Banfield, the way most people know me? Or am I Gerald Banfield, the way my government and local offices know me? Which of those is my real name? See, I can't even tell you exactly what my real name is, because is it more real to use the name that most of the world knows me by, or the name that my government knows me by? The fact is, either of those names could be my name, but neither of those names really is who I am, because I didn't have a name before I was born. So who was I then? How did that name change who I was? Whoever I was before I was born did not have a name, so whoever I am can't really have a name. Who I am is not limited to a name, because I could simply shed the names I have and go somewhere else. So who I am must be bigger, and even smaller, you could say, than my name. My name is a convenience used to separate this person from another person. And yet other people can have the same name as me. There are other Jerry Banfields in the world. My dad was Jerry Banfield. So if I wanted to say that's my name, how can I say that's my name when that's someone else's name too? So you see, even trying to tell you my name gets really difficult. And you could say, oh, this isn't important, or these are just mind games or philosophical questions. It's one or the other. Well, the thing with this is, your mind will try and give you simple, concrete answers. Your mind likes to feel comfortable knowing who you are. It's hard to access the true power of who you are as long as you think you know who you are. And so when I think I know my name, I start thinking I know a lot more about myself. The truth is, I don't even know my name. The me that was here before I was born. The me that did not have a name before I was born and came out into the world. And then my parents bestowed a name upon the body they saw. So who was in that body before there was a name? Well, you might just say, okay, this is exhausting with the name, let's try something else. Okay, who am I often includes what do I do? This gets very complicated also, and yet it's simple. I am here, or rather, I am. That's the only thing I can tell you for sure, I am. Because obviously I am, and all of my memories are I am. And very likely all of the future will be, I am. So I can say with about the most certainty I am. Because I'm pretty sure I am. I'm here. I have to be here to talk with you. Now let's try and make it more complicated. What do I do? Often people expect, in America at least, this question is asked. I know in lots of other countries around the world, it's not common to meet someone new and immediately ask, what do you do? In America, that's almost all that happens. Who are you in terms of your name and where you live and what you do? So here's what I do. Right now, I make videos and I put them online. That's the simple version of it. So then people might ask, okay, well, what kind of job do you have? Well, I have my own company. Now, I haven't had my own company before. I've worked for other people most of my life. So does that mean I'm a business owner now? I haven't always been a business owner. Probably someday I won't be a business owner. When I die, certainly, then I won't own anything. So am I a business owner? How can I be something that's so fleeting? And how can I be something I haven't been before? I wasn't a business owner most of my life, so why am I a business owner now? Because I own a business now? What about when I don't own a business? Who am I then? What about all the other jobs I've had? I was a police officer. I was a graduate student. I was a student assistant on campus. I was a U.S. Census worker. I was a security guard. I was a corrections officer. I was a mental health officer. What about all those other jobs? I was a cashier at a grocery store. Am I still a cashier at a grocery store? Was I fundamentally different when I was a cashier at a grocery store than I am right now as a guy that makes videos now? Am I really any different at the core of who I am when I was sitting there taking people's groceries and scanning them and taking payment? Was I different then than I am now? I am now, and back then I am then, and I will be or I am in the future. So what does it matter what I do as far as who I am? Well, a lot of people say you are what you do. And especially online, people don't care about anything except what you do for them. So you might say online, I make inspirational videos. You might say online, I make courses people like. Well, that's not most of what I've done online. Most of what I've done online is play Call of Duty and tear people down. And play other video games online and tear people down. Call people names, cuss people out, say how stupid they were, kill them over and over in the game again so I get the highest score. Cheat, exploit the game, get kicked out of the game. Scream all kinds of hateful things at people. Be really crazy and nasty and shout at people and send people nasty messages. That's who I've been when I've played video games a lot of my life. Thankfully, I'm not that way now, although I still do often get a better score. But what does that mean? What does that matter? I'm not playing video games right this moment. And so how do those balance out then? I create all these things people love online now that you might really like. But what about all the times I've been an awful person online, that I've made things worse, that I've put people in a bad mood, that I've made people bring the worst out in themselves and with other people, and that I've been the worst? What does all that mean? How does that balance out with who I am now? You can see that the more I try and define exactly who I am, the more it gets to be impossible. Am I what I'm doing now, or am I what I've done before, or am I whatever I'll do in the future? You can't very easily nail down who you are. Nailing down who you are is very difficult. You can see I've had trouble giving you my name and my job because, well, there are multiple things people call me. And at some point, I didn't have a name. And what I do changes every day a little bit. So how can you define who I am by what I do? So then you might ask, okay, forget the job and your name. Where are you from? Then I can really get to know you where you're from. I was born in Farmington or near Farmington, Michigan. That's where my family's from. And when I go visit, that's where they live. And then my mother went in the army, so I've lived a lot of places, Texas, New Mexico. I've lived in Japan, Germany. I've lived in Virginia, Florida, Mississippi, South Carolina. So which of those am I really from? When I was an orientation leader in college, we were supposed to introduce ourselves and say where we were from. And this question always got to me because I didn't know where I was from. And it was so difficult to try and tell people where you're from when you don't know where you're from, even inside yourself. How do you tell anyone where you're from when you don't know? And I ended up telling the orientation leader, the boss, look, I can say I'm from anywhere because I'm not from anywhere. Well, you should say you're from here. You should say you're from here. I'm not from there. I was born there, but I didn't live there. Well, where have you lived the longest? I haven't lived anywhere the longest. I have lived in South Carolina now the longest, 7 years. I don't want to be from South Carolina. Because I lived there a little bit longer than I lived anywhere else. And so the orientation leader got mad. I would change where I was from every day. One day I'd say I was from South Carolina, and another day I'd say I was from Michigan, and another day I'd say I was from Germany. And he got mad. You can't tell people every day you're from somewhere else. It's not true. It is true. I'm not from anywhere. And yet I could tell you I'm from anywhere. I could say I'm from Michigan, where my family's born. I've never lived there as an adult. I could say I'm from Florida. I've lived here now the second longest I've lived anywhere, and hopefully the longest soon. I've lived here 5 years. That's the second longest I've lived anywhere. I could say I'm from South Carolina because I lived there for 7 years. I could say I'm from Mississippi because my mom lives there, and my mom and dad, that's the longest they've lived anywhere except Michigan. And that's dad's final resting place because, well, his ashes, I guess, will go wherever mom wants to get buried. But that's the last place he ever lived in his life. And so the question of where I'm from was something that bothered me a lot when I was younger because there was no good concrete answer that was fully honest. I couldn't really say I was from anywhere without another answer being just as relevant. In other words, there was no right answer to where I was from. And that bothered me a lot at the time. It annoyed me. I couldn't just fix it one way or another. I couldn't just say one thing and yes, that's right. Because anything I said was also wrong. I'm from Michigan. No, you're not. You've never lived there. I'm from South Carolina. No, you're not. You weren't born here. You haven't even lived here for more than 10 years. You're not from here. Well, I'm from Mississippi. No, you're not. You've never lived there. Just because your parents lived there doesn't mean you're from there. Well, I'm from Germany. No, you're not. You just lived there for a few years when you were a teenager. Well, where the hell am I from then? That is a gateway you can see. Through my trouble defining where I'm from, you can see I'm not really from anywhere. I'm here. I am. That's all. I don't know where I'm from. I know my mother had me, but where was I before my mother had me? Where was I? These questions are very worth thinking about because what are you doing that's more important than knowing who you are? If you don't know who you are, you will try and be all these different things instead of just being yourself. As long as I thought I knew who I was, I could not be who I am. When I thought I knew Jerry was a police officer, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to be someone else. When I thought Jerry was a drunk. I wasn't allowed to be someone else. I wasn't allowed to be a person who could live life happily without drinking because I thought I knew I had to drink. As long as you think you know who you are, the things you think you know about yourself will limit you. And I find the more I ask who I am, the more I see that I am. And that's all I know. I know that I am. I know nothing else. I could tell you things I've seen consistently. I've seen through these two eyes for quite a while, but obviously I must have seen something before that. I don't remember being born, and yet I know I was born. And so I don't remember before I was born. There must be something. I must have been some I before I was born. And I don't know the future, but I can guess I will keep seeing and functioning through this being for a while. And I don't know exactly when that will end, but I can guess that I have been and will be because I am now. And so the more I get to know myself, I start seeing things that Jiri, or to take the name away, I am an immortal being that has went through birth and death a lot of times already. And that saying that is just as relevant, has just as much weight as saying that I'm born and I die in this body and I don't know. Either of those have just as much, they're just ideas. The only thing I really know is that I am. And anything outside of I am, I don't know. And so anything outside of I am is a guess. It's not the whole truth. So saying that our lives are between birth and death, that's a guess. That's not the truth. That's a guess. Because you are now. You are now. And that's all you know. Anything else is a guess. Well, I think this is my name. You could have another name. I think this is what I do. You could do something else later. Or you've probably done something else before. I think I'm from this place. Well, you might be from somewhere else before that. And so, as long as I know I am, then I can accept a wide range of guesses at anything else. I can say I'm an immortal being just as easily as I can say I'm a mortal being. I can say I'm not from anywhere and I don't have a name just as easily as I can say I'm from somewhere and that I have a name. I can say I don't do anything. Just as easily as I can say, I do something, or I am something. And so, understanding that I don't really know who I am outside of this moment. I know this moment that I am. I don't really know anything else. That allows me to be free. It allows me to fully experience life on life's terms. It allows me to fully be here without having to define in this moment who I am for you. I am, that's all. I don't know exactly who I am for you. And the beauty of that is I give you space to make me who you need me to be. If you need something positive or inspirational out of me, I give you space to make that. I allow the universe to speak through me and say what you need me to say. And so that's probably, I would guess, why you're still here listening or watching this after all this time. And so thank you very much for being here with whoever I am. Today, I pray to keep asking the question of who I am so that I don't get to thinking I know who I am. Or that I know what I have to do other than the next right thing this moment. And I pray today that I accept the limited knowledge I have of who I am and that that gives me freedom to be anyone or anything. And I pray that in sharing this with you, you have the same opportunity as I do to live a life full of peace, patience, and happiness. So thank you very much for spending every minute you did with me today, for being here with me right now. Because you can see as I'm making this, I really know that I'm talking to myself. And so I'm saying what I hope is most useful for me to listen to. And so thank you for being here together with me. And I hope you have a wonderful day today.